All right, Bauman and Giddens are in studio with me. What are we doing here?
Some trivia. You're going to answer some soccer trivia, and Giddens is going to answer some NASCAR trivia. Man.
Oh, it'll be like a soccer game. Nobody will ever score.
Trying to figure out these answers.
Now, are we going to be able to answer our the other?
Yeah, you can steal if they don't get it right.
Oh, then we'll Drew Giddens.
Maybe. I might miss one.
Oh, I might too. All right.
What's the official fuel for NASCAR?
Oh, he's Googling this. I know it.
I don't know. I know it's not BP.
No.
That was your guess then.
No, it's not BP.
Tell me what it's not. Just say what it is.
He
knows that you gave him the answers.
Mobil.
No. David?
Sunoco.
Yep. It, specifically, you know what the fuel is?
Sunoco.
But like the specific fuel.
I think it's called Synergy.
Green E15.
Okay, but Sunoco's right. 1-0. All right, here we go.
David, what is the average Premier League season schedule? How many games?
That would be 18.
No. Giddens?
38.
30.
Yep.
I thought it was either 18 or 36.
Yeah, about 19 teams and you play everybody twice.
I thought there was 18.
And David would say 38 games too many.
All right, 1-1. Yeah, you're right. 38 games too damn many.
Hendrick Motorsports won championships with 3 different drivers in the playoff era. What's the only other team to repeat that feat?
I don't know that I know this. I do know this.
Tony Stewart Racing.
No. David?
That would be Joe Gibbs Racing.
Nope. Team okay. Penske.
Team Penske. Yeah, uh-huh. That would be Joey Logano.
Is Tony Stewart Racing even a team?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No. Stewart Haas Racing.
No, it's not. It's just Haas Racing now.
Really?
Tony's out of it totally. Yeah, I should have known that was, what you call it?
Penske.
Yeah.
Brad Keselowski in 2012.
And then I can tell you the other two would be Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
Yep. Logano won it twice, actually, so they did it 4 times.
I knew that. But Joe Gibbs Racing has won with 2 different drivers. I can tell you those. But anyway.
All right, David, which team has the most Premier League titles?
Manchester.
City or United? There's 2 of them.
United.
Wow, he got it right.
He got it right.
He just guessed a Manchester. That's what he did.
Yeah. So I guess the soccer question. You ain't got a NASCAR one.
I don't know if you can name any other teams besides Manchester and Everton.
Sure, I can. I can name some of them. Liverpool
is one
of them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Chelsea.
Chelsea, yeah.
Hang on. The one that's always on TV, I can't remember. It's not one of go ahead. Y'all answer. I'll be thinking about it. I can think of some more.
Who is the youngest champion in the playoff era?
Oh, I'm fixing to go up on this, I think.
Playoff era specific.
I don't even know when the playoff era started. Let's go with Brad Keselowski.
David?
Kyle Larson.
Nope.
It's not Kyle. Who is it?
Chase Elliott.
Chase.
Won the 2020 championship 3 weeks before turning 25.
Wow.
Yeah, Kyle Larson was right around 25, 26. I didn't know which one, but it was one of the two.
He's all technically right. The third youngest champion in history behind Bill Rexford and Jeff Gordon.
Yep. All right. So I'm still up 2-1.
Yep. Who holds the record for the most goals in a single Premier League season?
Ooh. That would be Pele.
No. I don't even think he played in the Premier League, did he?
Ronaldo.
Was his guess Pele? Or?
Yeah, his guess was Pele.
Okay.
And then I said Ronaldo.
Come on, Giddens. You got to know this one. You're the soccer expert.
I'm going to say Erling Haaland.
Correct.
All right. 2-2. Or is it? No, 2-2. 2-2. Okay. How many more we got?
2 each.
All right.
What movie character was Herb Thomas and his car an inspiration for?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
What movie character was Herb Thomas and his car an inspiration for?
Talladega Nights?
No.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Nope.
No, I'm just
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No, now say that again.
What movie character was Herb Thomas and his car an inspiration for?
Days of Thunder.
No.
don't know.
You're not going to like this answer, David.
What?
You should know. You should have known it. Your granddaughter loves the movie Cars.
Oh, Cars.
Doc Hudson. He drove the fabulous Hudson Hornet in the early years of NASCAR. Yep.
All right.
What is the only nation to have played in every single FIFA World Cup? There's only one.
Ooh.
Brazil.
Yep.
Oh, man.
David has gotten two.
Rolling. See, he's a closet soccer fan.
I just know soccer.
He just knows it.
I'm brilliant.
Last one, Giddens.
What's the score?
Three to two. My way.
Okay.
You can't win. You can tie, but I get to...
No, there's two more questions
left. This is it.
No, there's two more. You got one, he's got one.
You said two before that one.
No, I said two each.
Oh, well, come on. Let's go.
What was the first NASCAR race to be nationally televised from start to finish?
I feel like it's probably one of the big ones.
You know what I'm saying?
I really hope it's not Talladega. That'd be bad if I didn't guess that.
It's our show, Giddens. Just say something.
Shot in the dark.
Daytona 500.
Yep.
What year? He said...
I have to give you the year?
Yeah.
No.
What
year is it?
I'll guess the year.
79.
Yep.
Wow.
That's the year that...
All right, so you got to get this one.
That's the year that Donnie Allison and Cale Yarborough got in a fight.
Yeah, they crashed.
That's why NASCAR started being televised every week.
I almost said the Indy 500.
That's not NASCAR. You don't... God. I know better than that in soccer. All right, what am I answering?
At which club did Lionel Messi make his professional debut?
At which club?
Yeah.
I hope you get this one right, because I'm going to win if you don't.
No, you're not. Still got another question.
This is the last question.
Is this the last one?
Yeah, you got to get it right to win.
Everton.
I wish. Barcelona.
Yep. FC Barcelona. Giddens wins. Even though, David, I'll give it to him. Got two soccer questions, right?
How many NASCAR questions did you get right?
One.
I got one right.
The Daytona 500, the easiest thing in the world.